Should we be talking about this?
I'm already recording it.
Oh, I only just started recording my track just a second ago.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Well, oh, well.
Well, you keep a copy of my track as well, don't you?
Okay. I will just, apologize for the quality of Onion Skin's audio at the beginning of this episode.
Up until now, because impromptu topic, this, and I guess this is why we decided to start doing this, because we noticed that every conversation we have accidentally becomes podcastable. Maybe today, maybe another day would be like full episodes where we're basically just interviewing each other.
Oh, well, maybe we should just do that this day. Well, let's get our little intro done first.
Well, something where like, okay, people get to know who we are just as that regular intro, and then like the deeper interviews, would they come a bit later, or maybe it would be like much later when we're like, we do different tiers of it, like much later when we're several years into it and there's like a dedicated following, that's when you do like the traumatized childhood interview.
Oh my goodness. I was thinking more, we just need to talk about how we got into animation or something like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
The funny thing about that is, for me, that is a traumatic story. So
indeed. I don't think we need to go too personal.
But it's fun. Oh my gosh, that stuff is the fun sort of stuff.
Oh really? You're cool with that sort of stuff going online?
What? Me? Oh, of course. I tell those stories all the time because it's interesting. Man, I love telling fun stories.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could warm up to it. I've always been a little hesitant to become one of those just, you know, your whole life is public sort of thing. But then again, audience is small, so it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it's small now, but in the future.
Maybe it's just like after hanging around people like Jazza, where it's just a regular afternoon and then he'll just sort of bust the phone out and start recording everyday activity. I'm like, dude, put your phone away. It's weird.
Oh, that would be a little uncomfortable, I think. If I just busted my phone out around my friends, hey, you're on YouTube now. Welcome.
Well, we only hang out once or twice a year now, but even then, I think it's like, okay, this is your opportunity to just relax for an afternoon and not think about work for a bit, which is somewhat ironic because we all came together originally because of those topics. But I guess we're so surrounded by it in every other day that it's good to take a break.
Yeah, sharing personal stories. I don't know why that doesn't bother me so much, usually because that's the thing. I only ever talk about it when somebody asks me specifically in an interview, or when somebody asks me about it in a live stream, in which case the audience is about less than 200 people. So telling that story, not a big deal, because it's not to an audience of 200,000 people.
I think I'm a lot more okay with it if it's in person, because then it's like I have a bit more say in who's hearing it and in what context. As soon as it's online, then it can be shared and spread and anyone can listen to it at any time. And like, especially those more personal stories, they involve other people. And it usually means talking down about other people in a public setting. And it's like, oh, I don't want to be.
No, that's not what I mean. I don't know.
Even if someone's let me down, I don't want to be sort of like butchering their reputation.
I guess maybe that's just another difference here, is that the stories I tell are very divorced from any people. It's more about stuff that's happened to me and all because of my own fault. So,
oh, right.
Yeah, it's not like I'm saying my mother did this or that and now I'm a horrible person or no.
Right. We'll make it a bit easier.
I've heard those stories told, and that's, yeah, no, I wouldn't want that on the internet. That, no.
I guess it's a bit of a mixed balance, but yeah, you're right. The ones where it's like you have no one but yourself to blame, those are a lot easier to talk about. I only get a bit nervous about telling those sometimes when, if there's like a potential employer who could be listening and they're hearing about me confessing how incompetent I can be, it's like, oh, that's not a great look.
Jeez, I don't know. I used to think about this stuff and now I don't, because to me, I feel like if a potential employer is listening to these casts, they're going to get a good idea of who you are and you'll seem more like a person, so I think they'd be able to forgive you if you made some mistakes. Just,
yeah, it's true. I'm just still getting used to it at times as well. I've always had a habit of keeping it separate on the channel for some reason.
Well, maybe, but you did post that video of you have your old desk because you moved house, and that was very personal.
I've started doing it more recently. So I'm cautious about, like, oh, do people care? But also, I don't know. I think it's just the obnoxious YouTuber lifestyle that I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't want to associate with that.
Well, you don't have to, because I don't think I do.
No, you definitely don't. I don't really know anyone in our scene or community that does.
Yeah. So we were talking about sharing personal stories online, because I thought it would be a good episode to talk about how we got into animation as more of a story format. And then we were talking about, well, maybe we should interview each other, and I think that would be really interesting. But then Onion Skin is hung up on sharing personal stories online, which is completely understandable.
Well, I think I've mentioned it before, the when I did an April Fool's video, that was just channeling as many YouTuber stereotypes as possible and being really obnoxious and just constantly asking people to like, comment, subscribe, and having fireworks and air horns and everything going off. I don't know, because it is very much a culture of, hey, everyone, look at me, attention, and, you know, people just broadcasting whatever they can to try and stand out in a world where it's becoming normal, I guess. Like, people are growing up where it, like, influencers and whatever are a thing. And I sort of worry about just sort of following along with that same trend, just wanting to stand out for the hell of it and not really having anything proper to contribute at the time. Like, I've got that one little niche in the Toon Boom side of things, and it's just kind of like, all right, let's just keep poking that until, as long as it keeps wriggling.
Well, that's, I was going to say, there's an entire YouTube subset that makes money off of animating very loosely with sort of simple artwork life stories about themselves.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing. Have you ever thought about getting into that?
I have thought about getting into that, and the reason I didn't is exactly what you just said. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I thought about getting into that when it was still quite a bit smaller. And then when it became like this huge trend, I was like, okay, I think the ship sailed. It would just sort of seem like I'm going with the flow now. But there's still one or two stories that I've always wanted to animate, like even before this was a thing. The amount of work to make it be proper, it would be a full-on animated short. I wouldn't want to do it animatic-y style.
Which is the only way you can get away with telling stories like that on a constant basis, is doing little simple puppet type things.
Very much so. My most popular video by far is a tutorial on how to animate in that style.
Oh, I don't actually think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you draw your little black and white character, and, you know, they're just in a series of poses, and they sort of pop between, rather than just having it snap. It's just that recycled tween where it's has a bit of squash and stretch and bounces between different poses. It wasn't intended to be a how to do story time videos, but admittedly, that is the style that they all use. So I think it's something that a lot of people ended up finding very useful.
And if you titled it "How to Make a Story Time Video Now" and uploaded it again, I think it would get a ridiculous number of views just because of the a search engine optimization, the SEO.
Maybe I should do that then, because the original one wasn't intended to be that, so it doesn't, and it's not called that either, so it doesn't cover that topic as closely as it could. It's just like, hey, this is an easy way to do little squash and stretch bouncy things, but if it went a step by step on how to make a story time video, then
I mean, if you want to hit some money, that would be what to do.
It's always been on the list, but now that we've talked about it, if a video like that were to come out a couple of weeks later, then everyone's just going to be like, see what you did there.
And so this is why you can tune into the podcast, is because you'll get to your future vision.
You see all the visions of just me trying to, like, follow trends and things. But, oh, I've done that so much where it's like, oh, I think this could be a good idea that, you know, could get traction and people would like. And over the course of the years, the Onion Skin channel has had a ridiculous amount of pilots and episode ones of things that never really went anywhere, which is why this sort of reboot season has been bucking all that trend and just saying, nah, screw it. I'm making this, and I'm going to be just doing that for a while. And I guess it's a risk because viewership has tanked. but I feel a bit more satisfied because at least I'm being somewhat consistent now.
And I think that's the right decision. I think the decision, I mean, right or wrong, it's not really right or wrong, but I think that's the best decision for you to make.
Is to just be doing the thing that I want to be doing?
Exactly.
Right, right. It'd be nice to animate the Battle of the Spiders one day, though. Maybe I'll just... Actually, if we ever end up getting a sustainable audience for this thing, then maybe it'll be one of those podcasts where people end up animating the stories that we tell. So I could just tell the story here and cross my fingers that there'll be someone who likes it enough to dedicate a month of their own time to drawing it.
Wow, actually, that would be kind of amazing.
It's the most obnoxious thing I've ever said, though.
I just can't imagine that somebody would take a bit of our podcast and animate it. I guess it could happen. That would be something, man.
Our topics have been very conversational. There's nothing really there that you would animate that would be anything other than two people standing there in front of a microphone.
Okay.
We're not really like, you know, radio hosts where we often do go off on anecdotes. I'm sure that could happen. Because I'd love to tell the Battle of the Spiders story one day, but that's not what this one's about.
That's so outside the purview of what we're talking about as far as animation.
It's just one of the most exciting things I've ever seen.
Well, maybe. There's no reason we can't have an episode at some point where we just tell some stories that are silly and it has nothing to do with animation at all. Oh, we tell the stories that we're never going to have time to animate.
What was the topic of today's video, though?
We were talking about whether or not you should tell... Not whether or not you should. You're uncomfortable about telling personal stories online.
Oh, right. Yeah. How personal should people be on the internet? Or how comfortable do we personally feel with being personal on the internet?
Yeah, but getting back to that, I wanted to point out that recently you've been uploading some more personal videos about here's my old desk and I'm setting it up to do this now and here's my old house and I'm moving to this one and these are my challenges and there's just sort of disarray everywhere in the video.
What do you think? Is it worthwhile? Is it interesting enough?
Oh my gosh, that is so interesting to me because I want to know more about you. I mean, and that I think that's typical of any audience is they're curious about you and they want to know more about you. They don't need to know your childhood traumas per se, but even little stuff like that.
I've not really seen anything on your channel about that kind of thing though.
Really?
Or have I just not looked, deep enough?
No, I guess you're right. And I was going to say that video is probably more personal than anything I have up on my channel. The personal stuff only comes across when I'm live streaming.
Oh, right. So you've never done like a workstation tour type thing. I love those videos when people show off all the gadgets they have.
That should be my video for this Friday because I need to just get back to a constant, consistent upload. I'll just do a workstation tour. Why not?
Yeah. Well, that's what my one was. It was filler content because my last computer died. And I had all this footage on my phone from when I was moving. And it's like, well, the only editing tool I have access to right now are ones that are on my phone. So I just sat in the park for a few hours editing videos there.
You edited it on your phone? Oh.
Yeah, I had no choice. Had no other equipment to edit it with. That's why it's got no, like, branding or anything around it. Actually, no, I think that one did in the end because I got the new computer working just in time.
Yeah, there wasn't any watermark or anything. I would have had no idea you edited it on your phone.
The phones are just computers now. So, like, you can. The interface isn't quite as intuitive because at least the one that I use, you can't see the waveform of the audio. So finding a gap on when to cut it, you sort of just got to eyeball it. Mm. And just watch it through and be like, okay, there's silence. And then thumb it back a few frames with your finger and be like, I think the slice should be here. And that's it. So it's very fiddly. But it does work. And the phone can handle it. The software is optimized enough that you can zip back and forth around a timeline and export and upload it all from one device. And it's fine.
I'm just, in the back of my head, I'm still thinking about the personal thing. And I can't believe I've never done a video about it when I've spent so much time thinking about, wow, you know, if I turn some of this stuff into videos or even little talking essays, I guess, with very limited visuals or animation, it would be something. I go out of my way to have a really interesting life. I mean, it might not seem like it now. Things are pretty tame because I've been animating, but up until that point, wow, I did some crazy stuff.
Whoa, well, I'm feeling intrigued. But I feel like I'd be getting spoilers if you said anything now. Whoa, what does this mean? Okay, we'll save that for the life interview episode later, I suppose.
Life interview, yeah.
Okay, so this as like filler content, you were saying that stuff is going to start coming out right away. I guess by the time this one's broadcast, that would have already commenced.
Yeah, by the time you're listening to this, there will already be a workstation tour because I got to do that. Is today Thursday? Oh, I guess I'm making that video tomorrow morning.
Cool. So what's your upload schedule?
Yes. Upload schedule is 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Fridays. That has been my upload schedule, and I've been off of it for a long time.
And it's just going to be something.
Something. That's what I was thinking at the beginning of this week. Man, there needs to be a video Friday. What is it going to be? And today I thought, well, I guess there's not going to be a video on Friday because these other life things happened. Right. I guess there will be a video.
Okay. So where do these slot into all of that?
You know what? I haven't quite thought of the time we're going to be uploading these. I was wondering if we might do something like a Monday or Tuesday, a less popular time.
Okay, so
slot.
You're going to be having Friday stuff coming out every week, despite the podcast then.
Oh, could you imagine two items a week every... Wow. Wow. I guess you could imagine that. You've done it.
Yeah, is that what the plan is then?
I guess it is now.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Heard it here first.
We talked about signing up for too much. I should probably take that back. I mean, one a week has always been my goal. One a week. One
yeah, because at first this was going to be the filler for the off week between Scribble Kibble 3.
But we have so much to talk about that we want to do it weekly, and it'll be easier to say, okay, you know, this is my Monday. I'll download the podcast, the MP3, and I'll listen to it on my way to work. And you'll be able to do that every week.
So that means still a Scribble Kibble every second Friday, and then what's going to be in the off week then?
Either nothing or something.
Something like desk tours or just little impromptu 5-minute bits.
Animations. Like, maybe I'll go back to doing Moots and Dudes.
Oh, that's spoilers.
Spoilers. We haven't talked about that yet.
Nah, Moot Dudes way off. One project at a time.
Yeah, basically, maybe I'll start making little 9-second animation map parts or something every week. So, like, yeah, I say that. It's so hard to keep on a content schedule. Anyone who has one who's listening will know what we're talking about.
Oh, it's bonkers. And, you know, I'm still wrestling with how to be accountable to yourself again. And it's different every day. It really is, especially when there are so many different types of content to create, because there are the days of making videos, there's the days of making game parts, and then there's also everything in between. Some of it's just managing, like, computer bits. Or why is there more time spent... Why does the house need more cleaning now than it did during a full-time job? That's weird. I somehow managed to get by without having to do that during the day before, but now it has to happen during the workday. That's strange.
And you still have to go grocery shopping, so it's not like the chores go away just because you're at home.
No, but what I'm saying is that it feels like there's more now.
There probably...
Where it's like, huh, man, I'd be able to keep myself busy if I had no work to do.
Well, part of it is like, what else could I do besides work? Well, the floor is dirty and could be swept again.
I guess. But now we're just getting into general, like, millennial banter. How do you even adult? Lol. YOLO.
I mean, you'd think we'd have it figured out by now.
I don't know. There is also the argument that no one's really got it figured out and they're all running around like headless chooks. But then again, at the risk of sounding incompetent...
We're not incompetent, I promise.
Well, I've gotten this far. Yeah, I think that might do it for this one, actually. It's a bit of a shorter one, but 15 minutes is okay.
Yeah, no, that's good. All right, so see you next time.
Well, that's a very abrupt ending if we finish that conversation. I was expecting we're coming on time. I would have assumed that would have been cut from the recording, so... if that had been done, then it would immediately jump to, oh, bye. Everyone
Just
be like,
drop
what?
off the conversation. What were we talking about? So, long story short, maybe we will. Long story short,
I
guess
think we
you're gonna
probably would
have to
have.
stay tuned to get. They probably
Jeez, we
would
would
have
have been
lost.
better off with the abrupt ending.
Let's.
That's horrible.
Oh, no!
It's just
Oh
getting
my
worse.
gosh!
All right, sunk loss fallacy. Bye.